It's Jerry McDonald from the Oakland Tribune. Can you just tell me a little bit about how quickly this all came about? I mean, did you entertain any offers from anybody else, or did the Raiders jump in and that was about it?
It was really just the Raiders and the Bears, obviously, who it came down to. So once I, you know, came out on the visit, we were just in a position to kind of gauge you know, the Bears' interest back and forth, and taking all things into consideration, just seemed like Oakland was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up.
Hey Nick, this is Josh Dubow from AP. Just wondering, is it your understanding that you're going to come in as middle linebacker? Is that what they've told you? Or
I mean, they've kind of just said that, you know, they see me being able to do a lot of things that they want to do. So specifically a middle, I'm not sure if that'll be the case, but I think that they kind of want to just, you know, get me in and kind of see wherever the best fit is for everybody that they bring in.
Levi Damian here from SB Nation. You took over the last season for Urlacher, middle linebacker, a lot. You got a good taste of what it feels like to be a middle linebacker. What is it you like about the position?
Well, the things I like, obviously, is you're on the field. You're on the field a lot. You're in the middle of everything, and you kind of get to a lot of plays that, you know, maybe if you're on the outside, you can't get all the way across the field to get to. So just being in the mix, you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy the being in the game and kind of having to know the situation and all the adjustments that kind of go along with it. So just the whole thing.
How much do you think it helped for you in terms of proving your versatility, showing that you can play both spots now?
It was huge. You know, you don't even really know yourself if you can do something until you have a chance to really do it. So it was big for being able to get the film out there, and then obviously just for confidence of feeling like, you know, your versatility is really worth something.
What is it about the opportunity here in Oakland that intrigued you?
I mean, it's just exciting. You know, the whole culture and organization, you know, is kind of, in my mind, is on the upward. So being able to come in and add to that, hopefully, is something to look forward to, I think.
How much did playing with guys like Urlacher and Briggs help you over the years develop as the player you are today?
Yeah, it's been great, man. Those guys are friends of mine, and more importantly, they're great examples of just how to be a pro, how to be successful at the highest level for both of them. So, you know, kind of being behind them and next to them for the last few years has really helped to just kind of watch their leadership by example of what it looks like.
Nick, they've been pretty clear the last 2 years, McKenzie has been and Allen has been, that they're looking for guys that you know, don't necessarily have to be on everybody's radar or be, you know, big names nationally, but who are really serious about football, who love, not just serious about it, but love it, you know, that work it every day, that don't bring a lot of drama. You know, does that kind of sum you up?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think there are a lot of guys like that, because you know, those are the guys that are under the radar. It's just you won't make it for long in the NFL if you don't really love it, just because you won't have the motivation to do all the things that it takes. So, like I said, it's just exciting to be able to kind of get in and get to learn everything and go from there.
Hey, Nick, this is Vic from the Chronicle. Any concerns on your part as far as the Raiders may be in a rebuilding mode, or what are your thoughts? Are you still
honestly, it didn't really cross my mind. That was kind of just, I mean, I guess that's an opinion that some people might have, but my concern was getting a chance to meet the coaches and just kind of see where they saw me fitting in and if the situation seemed like it was the best for me and my family.
Do you see yourself as a guy that comes in and with, you know, a lot of enthusiasm and everything, it sort of takes over the defense and being a, you know, leader, that kind of thing, or are you more just kind of a, you know, a guy that just prepares and everybody can see how that you lead that way?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily describe myself as a, you know, huge rah-rah guy or anything, but I think that I'm able to lead by example just with the daily things, you know, taking care of your body and making sure you study the opponent, all that type of stuff. So I think if I'm able to continue to do that and have it still translate to the field, that'll be a good example.
Take us through what you what you've done to, you know, you're receiving the Ed Block Courage Award. So what that means to you and what you've done to receive that award?
Well, kind of what it says to me is just you're able to earn the respect of your teammates in the locker room. So it's obviously a huge honor when you can get an award that is voted on strictly by the guys that you play with. So, you know, we're excited to go out there tomorrow and spend a couple of days in the community and just you know, seeing what the whole award really is about in person.
Have you gotten the feeling from the Raiders that having that award and doing what you did to earn it meant something to the Raiders organization?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm sure that it probably was, I guess you want to call it like a quote-unquote resume builder type of thing. It's always good to, like I said, have a name that says that you're respected by your teammates in the locker room that you're in. So I'm sure that might have been a consideration.
When you came into the league as an undrafted free agent, were you just looking to make it past the first practice and then the next practice and the next practice, or were you a guy that said, you know what, I should have been drafted, I'm going to be in this league, and that's that?
Honestly, for me, it was just about whatever opportunity was in front of me. You know, I would try to take advantage of it. I was ecstatic when I made the practice squad in San Diego. You know, I didn't really feel like I got slighted or I deserved anything more than what the opportunity had presented at that time. So, like I said, just the daily things have kind of led up to this point where I was able to get a chance to play and produce a little bit. So,
you know, last season Philip Wheeler came here, and he had played in a cover two system in Indianapolis for a long time, where he didn't get to do a lot of blitzing and a lot of moving around, or you know, he basically was, you know, falling back and playing coverage, and the scheme made it so he could all of a sudden be a big, you know, a much bigger playmaker. And I don't know how, if the Bears do more things with their cover two, or do you see a scheme here where it might let you spread your wings a little bit? Just from what you've been told so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. We haven't had enough time to go, you know, that in depth on it. But I know that it is a little bit different, and we'll be able to, you know, I guess use a little bit more versatility in terms of just football playing ability.
Yeah.